Sally, thank you so much for coming in.
It's my privilege and pleasure.
When did you first meet Jim?
I first met him when he came here.
To Virginia Voice.
Yeah, to Virginia Voice. And if my voice breaks a little, it's because I still can't believe that someone like Jim, who was such a life force, is gone.
Yeah.
It just seems that it can't be true.
Yeah.
That it can't, you know. And I walked by his office the other day, and I thought, this is just surreal. I'm used to maybe walking by his office, and he's on vacation, or he's out doing some work for The Voice.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be back.
Right.
And it is just really heartbreaking. Well, and I know that a lot of people share that feeling.
What was it like working with him?
Just delightful. He was hail fellow well met, you know. And if there was any kind of difficulty or if there was any misunderstanding, he was a peacemaker. He was, he could lift your spirits. He was just, again, a life force.
Yeah.
He seemed to have a knack for being pretty good at anything that you would require and some things that you didn't know you required.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And he didn't exactly fit what we call the Richmond mold.
Oh.
He was definitely his own man.
Yeah.
Took his own path.
He was.
Right.
And Jim was that way. You knew that he wasn't a born Richmond lad, but he seemed to just love Richmond and everything about it and everybody here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What's not to love in return, you know?
Right. As a woman of the theater and of media, talk about his sort of outsized, very theatrical sometimes personality.
Well, it was, and yet, as I've said, he kind of, if you didn't know it about Jim from some other way, you wouldn't have known it because he didn't talk a lot about it, you know.
You kind of stumbled on to his musical
Really did, and it was a lovely stumble because we had a listener appreciation party here at The Voice in the big room up front, and we're just all visiting with each other, and then all of a sudden, Jim and a couple of his pals were up there playing and singing. And at first, I didn't realize, and I turned around. I'm like, ooh, that's good. Who's that? And I turned around, and there's Jim and his buddies. And it was really so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to him later. I had no idea that you sang and played like this. And he was very, you know, self-effaced. He well, you know, I pick it up now and then. And someone else had to tell me the true extent of his musicality. And I was just amazed. I thought, well, golly, is there, how many facets of Jim are there?
Right, right. People have been mentioning his sense of humor. Can you speak to that? You know, the ability to disarm people or charm people with a joke, with a smile.
Yeah, and I can't think of any specific instance because it was a quiet humor. It wasn't, you know how some people are just so boisterous and brash and in my knowledge, that wasn't Jim.
Yeah.
It was a quiet, subtle humor, and he'd just say something, and it wouldn't always hit you right at first, and then you'd go, you sly dog.
Right, right. He'd kill you with a pun.
He would, and it was just a cute part of his personality that, you know, something that somebody else would take umbrage at or something that somebody else might be kind of in a sour mood, Jim would lighten the moment. And it was, boy, I mean, that is a gift.
Another thing that people have mentioned is what a natural collaborator he was and how he could bring a lot of different people together
for
a common goal.
He certainly could. And if there was any kind of misunderstanding or if there had been a misstep, he could bring everything back to an even keel. He was a really good peacemaker, mm-hmm. and helped everybody see the other person's side, the other person's vision, and how they could coalesce. And again, that's a gift.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
How do we fill this hole? How do we fill this huge hole that's been left with
this? I don't know. And pardon me again. I said to my husband as soon as we got word that Jim was gone, I really almost pity the person who's going to come in after Jim, because those shoes are going to be awfully hard to fill. And I think that all of us are going to have to be especially welcoming and helpful and do it all in the same spirit in which Jim would have done it. Mm-hmm. And to ask ourselves, what would Jim have done in a similar situation, and then just kind of channel him? Because I know that he would want us to embrace whoever comes. And I hope that whoever comes will share Jim's vision and his determination and his diligence.
Yeah. Anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to say?
Just that I join his family and all of his other friends in saying that we really will miss him. That bright face, that little smile, those twinkling eyes. I mean, just it is a void. It's a very big void.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking.